Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 4/4/2019. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And that is going to be the key. At this time, I look at all of the things going on. I look at all of the stuff. And I can tell you that what Jesus told us in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 is coming to pass. What Ezekiel 38, 39, Isaiah 17, Isaiah 18, 19, I believe, all are starting to come to pass. So I don't see necessarily when particularly I look at Lord Jesus's words, I don't see this thing changing completely around. Now, does that mean that you don't keep trying to improve stuff or to make it correct or go right or to institute principles or to try to vote for the right person and all of those kind of things? But what I'm just saying to you is, when I pay attention to what Jesus has to say and I match it up to what's going on right now, and I do not think that we're that far away from all of those events taking place. And so consequently, there is a lot of hope against hope and all of that. There's a lot of naivete, a lot of naive people out there, because it's all happy, happy, lappy, ba 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 ba, but they don't read what Lord Jesus has to say. Now, I've read it to you a lot of times, and if there's somebody new tonight, then you should go get a Bible, and preferably I still like to read the King James, and I also like the Geneva Bible, and I like, you know, other items, and, you know, but I'm not one of these going to read it in the ancient Greek and translate it and go to 15 different indexes and concordances and all kind of stuff and determine the exact root word of this word and all of that business. Because I'm going to tell you what. Keep it simple, stupid, or keep it simple is superior, I would say. The relationship should be directly with Lord Jesus himself and our Father in heaven. So consequently, the what I call the legalism of the different denominations and all of the different items does not interest me, because my relationship is with Lord Jesus. All right? And that is what I think is the key to all of this. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. It's not the end, but all of it's going to come to pass. If you're in a war and you get shot, then you're going to pretty either go to hell or go to heaven, you know. And your body's going to lay, you know, somewhere there on the battlefield. If you are in a flooding situation in the Midwest and you've lost all of your crops for the last 2 years that were down at the grain elevator being stored, and it's going to be too wet and your farms are still inundated with water, and oh, let's say you lost maybe 100 head of cattle or 100 calves or 50 calves and a few sows and piglets, and maybe some chickens or geese or what have you. And your garden that you do your vegetables in for yourself, it's underwater too. And you're not going to get to plant this year's crop. Well, there's going to be some hardship. And, you know, I told you last week that through Lady J, she is talking to the farm supply individuals, and they were telling her about what the crop insurance people were talking about, is that from last year, the crop, a lot of the vegetables and fruits and nut crops in California were devastated by the drought and the fires. And that there's tremendous losses there. And then this year now, over 1 million calves. Do you think that possibly we might have higher beef prices on the way? When I saw pictures in either Nebraska or Iowa, up by the river there, where it was rolling in. May have been in Missouri, or could have been northern Illinois too, but where I saw there, and I saw all the dead piglets and a sow dead in the farmer's lot. Well, there's pork production. And then if you think about the corn and the soybeans and all the things, and all of those things that those are put into in food products throughout the world, and also involved in animal feed to feed the cattle or the hogs or the chickens or what have you, then you're seeing that famines, you know, is not going to be too far off, you see. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Also, if the border has to be closed, and it still might have to be closed, regardless of the transactions, in terms of what's going back and forth in the trade. Because already we're on a pace of over 1 million illegal aliens a year, and they've already almost double the people on hand right now are double the max amount of space to store them in for processing. They're just taking them to the Greyhound bus station, giving them a ticket, or Catholic Charities comes and gets them, or some other charity. Just as they were doing a number of years ago when I told you that in the desert, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, there were buses full of Syrian refugees or migrants being picked up from buses by people in Catholic Charities and then placed with people all over. So now I just got to wonder about all this stuff. And then if you look at the big picture of this stuff, it's easy to see that this is a overwhelming, an attempt to overwhelm all the systems of the United States to basically change forever the makeup and mixture of its culture, which is a melting pot nature, but it used to be people want to speak English, they want to be Americans, and that's the way they want to go, and there's still a lot of them that do, but not necessarily those that have been had organizers funded by Soros, allegedly running for the Rothschild money. This is about introducing a world order. This is about introducing a worldwide spread out of the wealth using communism or socialism, to where, of course, you see, there still has to be the commissar and the presidentes and the oligarchs and all of those that have your best interest at heart. Right? Oh, yes, of course. Well, baloney, they still get to live in fantastic under Agenda 21 and fantastic nature preserves. But that's after they grind down about 70 to 90% of the population of this planet Earth. But the first thing they got to do is they got to get you into conglomerates in the cities and corral you. And then they got to take your guns away, make sure you don't have any firearms. And then they got to have so many laws and so much stuff and so much economic duress that you're either under their thumb to get your daily ration of cheese, milk, and water while you live in a football stadium or in a camp, okay? And if you now, like in Australia, if you say, I don't want to take a vaccine that has mercury in it, I don't want to give mercury, thimerosal, mercury, and the other adjuvants to my child and destroy their brain and take their IQs down lower and risk the potential of having an autistic child. They say that you're a liar, and then now you're going to go to jail for 10 years if you said that. Even if you are a doctor or a nurse or a medical practitioner in terms of research or anything like that, and even if you had data, if it goes against, like in Australia, the Australian model of all of that, which is give them the vaccine, yeah. And then now we're going to have probably in the near future, probably, I don't know, but probably, allegedly, possibly, an Ebola vaccine and an HIV vaccine and this vaccine and that vaccine. And at a certain point in time, you remember old Brother Quayle, long time ago, for those that listen to Brother Steve, back in the 90s, Brother Steve always talked about the possible use of a vaccine as one part or the second part of a binary system, whereas the chemtrails might be the first part. And incidentally, just so you understand, the first time I ever heard the term chemtrails and that kind of stuff was from Steve Quayle years and years and years ago, all right? And then it's all come down since then. But now it's just average, ordinary stuff. And I don't see them as much anymore, except in certain areas. But here's the fact of the matter, is that what we're headed for is like what old Hawk has called function junction. And all of this stuff is like all these trains are running on tracks all running to the center hub at the same time, and you got a Casey Jones wild engineer drinking 150 proof moonshine and taking methamphetamine at the same time, okay? And he's got the train wide open, and he's calling for more coal on the furnace, you see, to give him more speed, all right? And when it pops, it's going to be so devastating that you're not going to be able to say, because they say, wow. And we can just take one item. It could be economic. It could be an EMP done by the powers that be, or the Russians, or the Red Chinese, the Iranians. And incidentally, as I've told you, this war is on, is it not? Did you not see how we had yet another Crosby, Texas, another chemical plant blew up, right? Yet another one, all right? And what's interesting is all the gates were locked and the workers had to jump over a fence to get out. It's the KMCO chemical plant in Crosby, Texas, about 25 miles, I believe, northeast of Houston. And then we had the Deer Park after that, but then after Deer Park, well, somebody caused in Red China and Yan'an Province a pesticide company to go up. So let's say, allegedly, we hit them with their pesticide and killed 40, 50 people there, you see, and because that released all the chemicals that make up a number of the different nerve gases or chemical weapons, whereas they released benzene into the air and closed the Houston Ship Channel and caused hundreds of thousands of people to shelter in place. And if you breathe in that stuff, there's a strong possibility it will be carcinogenic. So the kills are different, and the war is different. Everybody keeps saying, Hawk, when are they going to blow up the Empire State Building again and do this? And then when are they going to come in and invade? Well, you know, all they got to do is pop an EMP or take out the 9 key power substation. But it would really be better for them, you see, if they did it, allegedly, to go like in 1 second after is to drop 2 or 3 different EMP bursts over the center of the United States, knock out the power grid, and almost all of the computers and the electronic ignitions and all of the stuff, all right? And you go back to the 1800s, all right? You go back to the early 1800s. And we ain't capable of living that way anymore until we get to learning back some of those ways to live. And even then, it's going to be extremely difficult because it's going to, within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States, if an EMP happens within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. Dead! Is that not warfare? You don't have to go across the channel with the D-Day invasion, or the Nazi bombers don't have to go against London, you see? That could be coming, too. But it would be more like it for them to pop, I don't know, 5, if they want to do that, they can pop 5 of the hypersonics, dial them up all the way, and one of those could take out a large portion of Texas. One of them! And then you got the, the Sarman or whatever, the super ICBM with the 24 MIRVs. Multiple reentry vehicles, each with nuclear warhead on it. Well, they'd just take 24 cities. Or you could take 12 big cities and or 12 cities and 12 military bases and drop one on each one, you see. Well, Hawk, we'll have the Iron Dome. Well, we don't have the Iron Dome. We've got a few THAAD installations and a few other things and a little bit of Raytheon here and there. But if they want to come in, our doors are wide open. You remember on air I told you a few years ago, because the MMV told Brother Quayle, the general of the MMV, which back then it was El Doctore, told him that we're open. We're open. The top door's open. The right door's open. The left door's open. The bottom door's open. The side door's open. And we can get some of the stuff, meaning with the space technology and the lasers, the particle beam weapons and what have you, whether it be on a TR-3B or a larger ship, like a Solar Warden big ship. And they can take out with also manned satellite-type platforms and that kind of thing. And no, not the space station. And you can take out a lot of those different missiles or things coming in, but you can't get them all, is what was said. And the same is true now because they're all ramped up and different. The fact of the matter is, I've talked to you about this Russian, Iranian, Red Chinese capability. Or didn't I read to you? I read to you. Here's what it is. Directed energy, modulated, command and control, cause and effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device capable of affecting any electrical or electronical component of a system, i.e. a circuit board or chips or what have you, or a synapse, okay? I.e. that which runs a machine or a person, your brain, in other words, or component of same. And that with regards to this and also the other fourth generation type warfare, there is an escalatory spiral. It is going to escalate out of control. So now, we hit back. Don't get me wrong. If you want to play teams, you know, you want to play Super Bowl teams and that kind of stuff, well, you know, where are the floods at now? The big floods are in Iran, okay? Well, who do you think caused those, all right? But meanwhile, you got the manifest destiny of this Western Hemisphere, and you got the Russians and Red Chinese moving into Venezuela. And they've got now one of the largest oil supplies with that, and they also have gold and other minerals, huge deposits of minerals there. You've heard of the Orinoco Arc, right? The Orinoco River, right? Big old gold. And gold is the future in terms of producing electronics and circuits and, you know, faster communications and all these kind of things that lasts almost forever. So consequently, we have all this going on. Incidentally, on April 6th, this weekend, the satellite navigational and power grids that use GPS, there is a rollover that's getting ready to take place, I believe, on the 6th. Where's my article here? Let me just go off the top. There's going to be an article, or, you know, that's out there, and it basically what it is that you have on the 6th, there's going to be a rollover, a resetting of GPS, and they're not sure what's going to happen and what it's going to affect. It might, according to what Brother Quayle has given his comment on his site, stevequayle.com, he said financial markets might be affected. And I guess that's the Daily Mail Online. The Daily Mail Online, you can go look at the story. So then we still have pestilences, don't we? And you've all seen that all of the old medieval diseases and the diseases of uncleanliness and underfed people who are in famine, who do not have clean water, the typhoid, the cholera, the all of the different illnesses that are, you know, born of filth and lack of food and proper nutrition and lack of cleanliness are coming back with a vengeance in Venezuela. And another place, of course, in, you know, Ebola is cropping up big time you got in the United States, tuberculosis, measles. Now, where's all that coming from? Do you think it might be coming in from the southern border, from all of those people who are being flooded into the United States in an invasion, an invasion? I saw a study. Somebody saw, you know, it was like a study, and it said if we get the Democrats in, and if they were to, like, take down the borders or relax the borders, or even if we don't fix it now and the system gets even more overwhelmed than it is now, and President Trump would be precluded from doing this or that by Congress or the courts or what have you, and they would just have to open it up or let them come in or do something different, then I'm going to tell you, the number that I saw initially that was proposed was that allegedly as many as 169 million people would flood into the United States almost on an immediate basis within that next year after that, or would attempt to. 169 million. Because, you see, you've got to go into Africa and let all those people come in just so you can have more Somali, you know, Muslim women Congress people from St. Paul or Minneapolis. Or so you can have from Henry Ford's town, you know, Dearborn, so you can have a Muslim woman who wants to impeach Trump and who wants to impose Sharia law and all of that. This thing is about done, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a few other keys that if they did them, and I think you're going to see a ratcheting up and the escalatory spiral. You know, we had, what, a large portion of Verizon was down yesterday or the day before. And Sprint and some others allegedly were slow and that kind of thing. We've had some banking issues. We had, what was it out in the Utah region? We had a train derail with propane-type vehicles and also propane shipment, I believe, involved there. We got entire dams blowing up in Nebraska, and the roads that used to go across are gone. And I mean, it's really bad. But you put together California, devastation of the crops last year, and the fruits, the vegetables, the nuts, and they also raise beef and other things out there. Chickens, what have you, poultry, you know, the whole nine yards. Plus fisheries. And the fisheries on the West Coast have still been devastated tremendously by the Fukushima, which was a deal to take out the sea life in the Pacific, and it's done a very tremendous job, if you know what I mean. New Orleans and Louisiana and the Gulf Coast, you remember all these chemicals that were poured in? You remember when I had Brother Greg Evenson and he broke the story that he had that there was going to be a FEMA shutdown and a forced evacuation off of the coast? You remember all of that? And we broke that right on this old radio show. And God bless old Greg. I think he's still probably on the next mission for Lord Jesus, working out of heaven now. All right? Greg Evenson, bless you, brother. And bless his wonderful wife, Liz Evenson. Talked to her yesterday. And they still got in the Upper, still got a lot of snow up there. And that's another potential. Climate change? Well, I think you might see a mini ice age again, at least. A Maunder minimum. Mini ice age. Maunder minimum. I was watching a show about America's Lost Vikings, quote unquote. And they were talking about Greenland and how there used to be 3,000-4,000 Vikings there in a settlement. And that the Maunder minimum or the mini ice age had come in and destroyed their way of life. To where the only thing at the end of that occupation of Greenland, they had to almost eat seal exclusively to live. We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive Radio Network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive2Thrive.net. That's the numeral 2, thrive.net. And I'll tell you what, I'm seeing a lot of stuff. Water purification, water filtration, they're not the same thing. The idea is to try to get rid of viruses, but you've got to study up on all of that stuff to see exactly what it is. Now, from what I read, the black Berkey filters on the Berkeys, they are able, from what I understand on their site, to take out or get rid of number of viruses, plus the bacteria, the parasites, and remove chemicals down to almost zero detection of them and large portion of radiation. So they're very good. There are others, but you can always, and I always say this, get as many of these different types of things you can, and then also get unscented bleach. If you needed to, you could, my old buddy, Ed S. was telling me that, you can always bleach your water with a little bit of unscented bleach, put a certain number of drops in it, and you can take that out with the Berkey filters. And then that would do a lot to clean it off. You can also still boil water and then still run it through a Berkey, okay, to take chemicals and things out. But you also need to have the other items just in case, the Aerobic 7 treatments, the Aquamira treatments, the iodine treatments, the different types of things that you can do something with. Now, the other item is long-term storage food, canned goods, and all the things. Inner Health Botanicals has tremendous 40-day, 40-night pale, high-quality, long-term storage food. Organic. Get as much of it as you can. Get a little bit. The inner food, if you're using other canned goods, your home canning, like Diane or Lady J or Cirilla or Mina or whoever it might be, a hundred of my good friends, you know, thousands out there actually doing it, that you can put that inner food together with it and get a shake or two a day, and there are also other meal replacement powders that Inner Health Botanicals had, and you can go to enerfood.com, innerfood.com, or you can call them. You can call them up at 866-762-9238. You tell them that Hawk sent you, and they give you all the discounts you're entitled to. Now, consequently, that would then help you stretch your long-term storage food. But if you can only get another can of chunky soup, get that per day, or a can of corn, or a case of green beans, or a case of chunky soup, or Progresso soup, or whatever. And by all means, get the stuff that's already got the water in it, then you don't have to add water and then purify or filter the water or boil it or whatever you're going to do with it. There are also other good filtration systems that will take some viruses out. There's a, I think it's Trek, possibly Trek, T-R-E-K, maybe from British, from the United Kingdom. That is a possible. There's other different ones. But even if you can only get one that will take out some, then you can still boil or put a little bleach in and then filter out with the other type of filter that will get rid of the bacteria, that will get rid of the items. So as many of the types of things that you can have to be redundant or do the best you possibly can is the trick to it. But if nothing else, you need a gumbo pot and some wood and need to boil it up. But then you're going to need food. Famine, that's here, isn't it? Yes. Earthquakes in diverse places. Huh. And then Jesus says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. This is just getting it started. And as it goes down the line, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. It's going to be so bad that except for those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But for the elect's sake, might only be 500 million people left on the planet. That's what the Lucys would like to make sure happen, would get rid of about six and a half or 7 billion, leaving 500 million left. Which the old father of modern economics, Malthus, Thomas Malthus, Economics 101, you remember all that? He basically determined somehow that the planet Earth could only handle about 500 million people. The British were implementing, if you don't believe it, watch the one Alistair Sims, Scrooge, movie at Christmas sometime, and you will talk about, do we not have the debtors' prisons? Do we not have the workhouses? Do we not have the you see? They were already implementing socialist draconian systems and then trying to reduce the surplus population back in those days, the Victorian era. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? Going to keep me swinging the old ball bat at Lucy's head and poking him wherever I can and striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And then also to try to warn you and to alert you to what's coming or what I can tell you about what I see or what I know or what I've heard. Believe me, anything is most needed and most welcome. Federal Reserve notes, precious metals, money order check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And a load of the old buddies in Springfield, Illinois, and all the good people all over Buffalo, New York, Bellevue, Washington, all the good people. And to all those who can't contribute but who'd write a letter or card and say, go Hawk, I listen to your show all the time, I've got troubles and stuff, can you pray for me? And I try to do that. But this country is getting ready to be overrun. This is an invasion. This is fourth generation. quote-unquote act of God type warfare. Now, what does that mean? It's sort of like the overture, like I read to you about the Spetsnaz overture, all right? To where it's a glitch or looks like, something natural or, it's Mother Nature or it's a glitch or it's a, the Lord must have wanted that to happen or blah, 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 blah. But really what it has been is somebody using weather technology. Somebody using like these electromagnetic directed energy modulated command and control cause effect electromagnetic multipurpose device, which the Russians have, which was partially developed by the Iranians, and then which also via their Axis alliances right now that the Red Chinese would have as well. And they can access a component of a system. It doesn't have to be the giant HARP anymore, the giant antenna array scalar interferometer. All those are still there and very powerful. Do you know that I was talking to Nick Begich one time, and Nick was telling me that they could take like HARP and they could, depending on how they widen or narrow the beam and that kind of stuff, they bounce it off the ionosphere and they could like take a section, a region of a country. I don't know, wherever it would be, just pick one, where you're at, let's say, and take a couple counties wide, or maybe the southern part of a state, or the northern part of a state, or whatever it is, and that they could then use certain frequencies and dial them up to cause you to be happy, or sad, or to go to sleep, or to be greatly agitated, and blah, 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 and I'm gonna fight you, and blah, 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 you see. That was when I talked to Nick back in the 90s, and I did sit and talk with him for several hours on a couple of occasions. And incidentally, deep background in the signal intelligence world, some have identified a certain frequency that they're using some of this stuff on. And I'm not going to give it out right at this moment because they're still researching what's going on with that. But suffice to say that we're finding some kind of a frequency that's being used to start to impact some of these, being capable of affecting any electronic component of a system that would run a person or machine or component of same. And then also the WeatherX, the weather systems, the incredible use of the pulses, and it's the modulation and the pulsing that creates some of the effects. It doesn't always have to be massive, although we've seen massive amounts of energy when we used to look at the Mimic and still look at Mimic 2. University of Wisconsin, you know, Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, Mimic, the tropical moisture program, you know, where you can see other things happening. I don't know if we get out of this one, you see, because I'll tell you, I am not talking about all the easy-hanging fruit, although today you got Starbucks, Captain Starbucks in Kansas City in a pretty little room down there pitching his third-party thing, and then everybody's saying, oh, well, he'll throw the election to Trump because he'll take away from the Democrats. No, he won't. Make no mistake, this guy is stalking Trump, and I heard what he had to say a little bit before I came on. And nobody's going to ask him if they got that goddess that's a symbol of his Starbucks coffee, just exactly what that goddess is about. Nobody's going to ask him whether or not he worships, some demon goddess or Lucifer the Lightbringer or whatever, because you can't do that in polite company. Who says? You see the thing with the red Chinese or the Chinese woman down at Mar-a-Lago? A lot of people ask me about that. It's espionage. But now here's the question. You have the story, and the storyline talks about this one woman they caught, you know, Yujing Zhang, or Zhang Yujing, okay? And she tried to enter the club with a bevy of electronic devices, including a thumb drive infected with malicious malware. The ongoing investigation has also recently focused on Li Cindy, quote unquote, Yang. Okay. Well, now, you know, the Chinese name thing sometimes is reversed. She's Li family, L-I, Li family. Allegedly, one of the Illuminati, allegedly one of the Chinese Illuminati families, descended from the Dragon Emperor, perhaps, and in the Trillionaire Club, allegedly. And they didn't like Old Hawk when I gave out their number of Rolls Royce one time, or a Bentley, it may have been a Bentley or a Rolls, which was their mobile number in Shanghai at the time, or they gave the address and telephone number of a certain penthouse. So then I had to play guts poker at my door on a Saturday night at 2:30 in the morning and savvy up somebody to English real quick, you know. It went from sing-song to when I said, either get off my porch or I'm going to ventilate you through the door. I was going to put a fan up there, you know, and blow cool air to get him, you know, right? Or then that person jumped off that front step and ran down the block, down to the cul-de-sac, where a black SUV with the windows that were a little tinted, but I could see the guy smoking and the engine still running, at a little turnaround cul-de-sac there, a little roundabout, and that guy ran down and sprinted down that street a block or so and went to the driver's side, talked to the guy who had the lit cigarette in the middle of the night. I could see it. Meanwhile, I was looking at that with my good eye, you know, and while I had the other one squinted and I was aiming my golf club, my driver, you know, down the road, down there towards that thing. And then he ran around the back, got in the passenger side. They came on, and that guy hit that button on that pull-out on that thing. Must have pumped the nitrous button, because that Tahoe or Escalade or whatever, I think it was probably a Suburban or a Tahoe, that thing, like, jumped like a stripe-you-know-what ape and came rolling up the hill by the time it got to me while I tracked it the whole way, you see. You know, panning a certain driver towards it all the way. By the time it got up the hill to my where I was located at, behind the little wall with some bushes in front of it, you see? Well, he must have been going 80 miles an hour in a block. So the Sleep family people, but the woman that got caught, the Zhang, that might have been the one that they wanted to get caught to confuse the whole issue. But I will just tell you this. Mar-a-Lago is probably bugged to the nth degree by everybody. There's probably been 75,000 different people there. And the Secret Service don't have the budgets they once might have had. And the fact of the matter is, the NSA's got everything bugged. GCHQ's got it bugged. The Canadians have got a bug. The Australians got a bug. The Kiwis, the New Zealanders got a bug. And then the Russians, the Red Chinese, and the Iranians. And you want to know who also is good at that? The Germans are pretty good at it. The British, of course, are good at it. You know, the GCHQ. But also, Spanish intelligence is excellent. And the Vatican intelligence, Mossad intelligence from Israel. Everybody's got it all bugged. So I'm going to tell you, that's a symptom of war. The war is already on. Conduct yourself, beginning now, like it is in a wartime environment, where you never know where the front is going to erupt next. Where it could be in West Virginia in the Huntington Mall, which I've been to, where a Muslim, probably allegedly Muslim pedophile trafficker, grabs a five-year-old girl by the hair and tries to drag her out of door to get going to kidnap her. And then old mama, God bless West Virginia, old mama pulled a pistol out of her purse and pointed it right at him and said, "Oh, you better let her go, Mr. Muslim baby rape and kidnapping, the SO whatever, you know." And that guy took off through the mall and the police got him. But it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't try to also arrest the woman for brandishing a pistol. Now, I would hope they wouldn't, but this day and age, you're supposed to, just like Boston, you know, or I guess Chicago, where, you know, you're supposed to allow big-time boys to create a hate crime and try to put it off on Caucasian Trump supporters. 16 felonies or more, and the prosecutor doesn't prosecute it. Well, in Boston, the prosecutors are telling the police, don't arrest people anymore for shoplifting or for breaking and entering or graffiti or, you know, that kind of stuff, or criminal destruction of property. Don't even arrest them, you see, because that could be, just like over in Europe now, the Muslim refugee. It's going out with the Austrian girl, and she says that your stuff is too small, your package ain't big enough. He killed her. Or in Sweden or in Germany, you have to allow them to rape you because that's their culture. Well, that means you got no laws or no culture left, and that everybody out there in the sound of my voice ought to be packing a golf club of some sort. Could be a shorter one, you know, a real short one, you know. Maybe it's only got, you know, a 5-iron or a 6-iron, or maybe it's got, you know, 13 or 15 or 17 iron, you know, whatever it might be. But I'll tell you what, you might even start carrying two of them plus a kitchen utensil that allows you to cut meat or, you know, or slice an apple up or whatever like that, you know, a knife. God bless the old cops, the old-time cops, and even the detectives. They used to have them big old bag suits. They'd have, a hideout gun down on the ankle. They'd have a derringer up the sleeve, a knife or two, a blackjack, and then either a wheel gun or a 45 or a Glockenspiel or a Smith & Wesson in the regular holster. Or, you know, the underarm shoulder holster. So I'm going to tell you what, to all the police out there, you'd better be telling your, if you make your rounds, if you're on patrol, you'd better be telling your anhydrous ammonia plants, your oil tanker storage plants, your railway hubs and rail line, rail yards, your factories or your grain elevators, your break bulk gasoline, you know, diesel fuel stations and such, you know, where you pull up and, you know, they're going to disperse the diesel fuel, then you get it on the truck and it goes out and takes it to customers or takes it to other filling stations. Or your factory that produces X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever that might be, your paint factory, your chemical plant, your oil refinery, a place where they're making liquor, like a distillery or something like that. Grain elevators themselves, which have a lot of dust, grain dust. And if you've never been in the west of the Mississippi in particular and seen, like in the middle of Kansas or Nebraska, you know, and see grain elevators in a town of, the town might have 50 people in it. In other words, the grain elevator is the town on a rail siding, and it could be, you know, 20 stories tall, you know, huge, and have 10 or 12 or 15 of them. Just incredible amounts of storage of grain and things. Fertilizer plants, whatever. Police, you need to be making sure that you let them know about what I've told you about the ability and these more portable type directed energy modulated command and control cause effect electromagnetic multipurpose device, which is capable of affecting any electrical or electronic component of a system. So they got electronic locks, they got computers that run the machinery in their chemical plant, you know, that run certain processes, you know, at different times. Well, if somebody enters into their system, and it doesn't have to be the computer program, they just get in through the electrical line. Just go right up through the electrical line somewhere and get in, all right? Put a beam direct to the machine. Get in that way. And alter the process. The next thing you know, out of the blue in Crosby, Texas, somebody filling ethyl butylene up into a transport. Whatever happened in that process caused an explosion and sparks. And it blew. Colorado's also got a deal now where they can say your third ex-wife's brother-in-law and your crazy neighbor across the street or next door to you who worships Lucifer in some grotto in the back of the house, they can say that you're dangerous to your system and the cops are going to come get your gun. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your home and your bill of rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. You get a pool, I know you're ready, babe. You got the good options. Fandango arrangement. Better be ready to get to the jaw of that 13 and get that new pick. Get low in pet. Get pet. Hey. Or get. Next up, give you some good night.